This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
There's a lot more to football than what really meets the eye. There are days when you could give it up. There are days when you could fly. You either love or hate it, depending on the score. But when your team run out or they kick a goal, how's a mighty roar?
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Yes, it's that time of the week again where us chicks are sitting around obsessed by football. It's round two for us, but it's round three for the AFL, just the way the programming worked out. But I'm Fiona Newton. I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Danae Gibson. And tonight we're joined by Rachel, and I just have to disclose, she is a Hawk supporter.
Hello, so everybody.
You are ganged up on tonight, Danae.
That's
sorry.
Okay. That's
we're
okay.
Everywhere, Danae.
At least we didn't play each other this week.
No.
That'd be worse.
No. We look forward to that. So, I'm a Fremantle supporter for those playing along at home.
Yeah. We have an interchange bench on this show, so Rachel is off the bench today and on the show.
It's very exciting to be here. Thank you, everybody.
We had Bree on last week, and we've got Susanna Motti to her friends on next week. So good bunch of girls, all passionate about the game. So where do we watch? Where do we watch the games this week?
Well, I think I should go first because it was a derby. That's West Coast Eagles versus Fremantle. Times two. There was a women's game and then there was the men's game.
And we will be talking about the women's derby later on in our Women in the Game feature or segment.
So I'm a Victorian member of the Fremantle Football Club.
And I didn't know there was one.
And so we like to call ourselves the House of the Heave Hoes. Because, that's part of our terrible theme song, which sounds fantastic when you're winning. And so I was with one of my mates who is purple as well.
Oh, lovely.
We ate a lot of pizza and talked a lot about other things other than football.
Oh, that's not like you, Danae.
Oh, I paced up and down because it got close in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. We'll talk about Freo in the highlights. We'll talk about you guys. We're going to have a highlights of the round coming up, and I've got a bit of footy trivia for you. We're going to have a bit of a trivia competition, see what your knowledge is really like.
I'm looking forward to it.
And we'll talk a bit about our out of bounds segments. So some of the things that are going on off the field that are a bit more controversial, and we'll do our Women's in Sport feature. But Rachel, where did you watch the game this week?
Well, I watched the Friday night game at a friend's house while she looked after my child. I and her husband watched the game. He's an Essendon supporter.
So it was Port and Essendon, wasn't it?
It was Port and
Essendon. Boring.
The rest of the games I actually listened to on the radio as I travelled around the suburbs of Melbourne.
So I actually find it weird listening to footy games on the radio.
Do you really?
Well, if it's not my team, I don't know who when they're saying such and such has got the mark, I don't necessarily know which team they're playing for.
Oh, okay. So when you say you're a tragic, you're actually just a Hawk tragic. That's the truth, isn't it? You can usually tell with a radio broadcast because if you've figured out who's home team, you can tell as the crowd kind of rises and falls where it's going.
Thanks for the tip.
I love footy on the radio.
Because I did listen to the North Melbourne game. I was on the way to Daylesford.
So. I find it much more exciting on the radio as well. I'm with you, Fee. Unfortunately, there's a few teams where I don't know every player, but the excitement and the rush of listening to it on radio, I think it's lost in television.
They do get excited.
Mm.
They do get excited. But let's talk about highlights of the
Yes, let's talk round. About highlights of the round, and I would like to start with the Collingwood game. I was just beaming from ear to ear. I think it was the third quarter. St Kilda kicked six goals to Collingwood's one, and I was a very happy young lady.
You don't like the Pies.
I do not like the Pies. Dislike the Pies, and I dislike Mr. McGuire even more. But needless to say, it was also exciting to see St Kilda this year. Look, they showed real passion, and it's fantastic to see them really, really giving a great shot. There's still some great Collingwood players. Grundy was fantastic. Look, I was just really impressed by St Kilda.
He's very long, isn't he, Grundy?
He is.
And he's got that kind of elastic.
I think he's quite underrated, but he was really good on the weekend.
Still young.
Yeah, he is still young. And look, it's just fantastic St Kilda as well. I mean, they lost, you know, some star players. They lost Revolt, I think, in the second half. He wasn't around. So to be able to win was just fantastic.
I would have got 9 out of 9 in my tipping had I tipped the Saints, and
I almost did.
It's a dilemma of the beginning of the season. Everyone's tips are all over the place.
Oh, it's like a dog's breakfast.
And for those of us who don't tip, I rested easy.
I'm with you. I don't tip either.
Do you do Supercoach?
No, do nothing.
Don't do nothing. Just watch the game.
Yeah,
focused.
Indeed.
All right. What else happened?
The next game was Richmond versus Adelaide.
Yes.
Adelaide won.
We do have Beck in the studio with us. She's a recent Taste of the Radio graduate, so she's a Crows supporter.
Look, I rate the Crows this year. I think they've definitely got a really good chance of being in the top four.
Yes, they are a good team. Yep. They are a good team. And Eddie Betts is very exciting to watch.
Yes, he is.
Apologies to Richmond. I don't think they're...
Oh, don't be sorry.
I don't think they're sorry in a bit like they think they are. I think they're looking quite disappointing, actually. Yeah. Look, it's only 3 rounds, granted.
Well, they nearly lost to Carlton. They lost to Collingwood. Now they've lost to the...
And we haven't played him yet, so let's not rush.
Yeah. Neither is Hawthorn. We do tend to lose to Richmond and North Melbourne, so...
Yes. No matter where they are on the ladder.
Next one was Sydney versus GWS.
Mm. That was tighter than it looked.
It was.
Absolutely. In terms
Giants
of final score.
Giants have beaten Swans before.
Mm-hmm. And look, Sydney came home to win the game, but I don't rate Sydney either.
Yeah, I don't really.
No,
yeah,
I think, well,
on the same.
Ooh, look, okay. let them play at the MCG. They've played 3 games, 2 at the SCG.
Okay.
Right. I'd like to, and similar with West Coast, I think you cannot win a grand final unless you can play at the MCG. And a lot of interstate teams need to learn how to do it. And I think Sydney and West Coast are good examples of that. Brilliant teams, but usually can only play at their home ground.
Well, see, I have an issue with this, is that we've got different sized ovals.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the North Melbourne-Melbourne game, they scored 100 and something million points because it was a smaller ground.
Well, 21 goals and 20 goals. Because it was windy and because it was open style of play. It wasn't just the ground.
But it just amazes me. We've got all sorts of different size ovals. So different West Coast teams play better at different size ovals and then...
West Coast kicked 12 goals 20 on Saturday night. And I think North Melbourne kicked 20 goals 12 or 20-11, okay. Something like that.
You got the sports autism, don't you?
Which brings me to the next game, which is the Freo West Coast game.
Yeah, moving on.
Oh no, we'll talk about this. No,
it was really
it was a good.
What was really
WA
awful?
Derby.
Depends where you live. What was awful was watching Sanderlands get into an ambulance because he had a punctured lung. That was awful.
Yeah.
And a huge loss. He's a fantastic player.
Yeah.
So how long do they reckon he'll be out for?
6 weeks.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Not good. No, we don't want to talk about that too much.
No.
But who are you? Yeah, anyway.
North Melbourne.
North Melbourne and Melbourne. What a great game that
was,
though.
So
it was
exciting.
Super.
It was just wonderful.
Down to 20 seconds to go. Last kick.
He actually kicked towards... I mean, how frustrated would you be? He kicked...
Look, well done, Bruce. You're making them a viable team. It's very exciting.
I worked out there was 20 goals each, roughly. And 30 scoring shots each. That's 60 between them. There's only 120 minutes of footy. That's one every 2 minutes.
Wow.
That's up and down and across and back and up and down and across and back. It's pretty good.
That's why I'm curious about the size of the ground.
Who are they playing? Because they're both going to be quite exhausted this week, I think.
Yeah, North, us.
Fingers crossed, because this will be your fourth loss.
It will be.
So what's happening to Freo, do you think?
Not sure. Remember I said, talk to me again in 6 weeks? I've got 5 weeks to go.
Rotations aren't probably working in their favour, I would say. Hawks and Doggies game.
Oh,
what a ripper.
It was fantastic.
Not been that anxious during a game in a long, long time. Like I was actually at the old Hepburn Hotel in Daylesford, so there's a band playing behind the TV, and someone came and said, "Can you turn the TV off while?" And I didn't notice. Turn the TV off while the music's on. It was like 4 minutes to go, and I'm like, "What?" And then
there were probably another 5 goals in that 4 minutes.
Yeah, up
no,
and down.
Seriously.
And I was pretty annoyed in.
Did you get to see it?
I got to see it in the end, but I was not happy.
54 seconds to go.
I was listening on the radio, and it's the very first time I've heard commentators who are recent footballers say when someone went down, oh, get up, mate. When Bob Murphy went down with a minute to go, they were actually saying, oh, no. And you could feel how sick they were in the box. Couldn't be a more popular bloke AFL.
Oh, and it was also terrible. It was nothing. He jumped and he fell and that was it.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it is his knee, whether it is the stadium.
It's ACL, I think.
Well, whether it was ready to pop, I mean, or whether it's the stadium, because I'm not a huge fan of Eddie Had. I think it's quite dangerous.
Is there much you like?
Yes, Hawthorn.
Yeah.
Well, that's and the even highlights
then,
of
even
the
then
week.
She can be pessimistic about that.
Yeah.
Just quickly, though, shout out to Hawthorn Defence, Stratton, Birchall. I think they did extraordinarily well.
Yep. Rachel's nickname's Halftime Heart Attack Hopkins. She'll often leave the ground when we're 20 points up at halftime.
Oh, gunslinger names. Oh. We'll work on that. Here on Chicks Talking Footy, we've been doing it for 10 minutes solid already. That's the first quarter gone already.
That's the first quarter. Wow, yeah. Gosh. Unfortunately, the show's kind of in thirds, but we'll work that out.
We're innovative.
We're changing the rules of the game. Here on Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
You've kicked a goal on Chicks Talking Footy with Fiona and Danae.
And tonight we've also got Rachel off the air. Oh, God. That's my partner's name.
All right. That's a merge of Rachel and Danae.
Well, Rachel, Renee, Danae, Renee. Yeah. See where I went there?
What did you say your name was again?
You're back on Chicks Talking Footy with, you know who.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Okay. So we're probably the only all-female football show in Melbourne. Would that be
possibly
true?
Maybe not, who knows.
I mean, it was such a big deal, Rebecca Brooker Madden going on the football show, but we've got all women, so what's the big deal?
Don't get me started. How
let's
long do we
not,
have
no let's not 0427 joy 949 if you want to send us a message. If you know about other Chicks Talking Footy on air in Melbourne, please let us know so that we can brag about being the only all women talking footy show on Joy. How's that? That's true.
Well, yeah. We are the only football show on Joy, and we're also the only football show with all women. We're the only everything, really.
Go us.
Okay, so we've got a bit of football trivia coming up. I've got some questions to test your knowledge.
Excellent.
You think you're a footy tragic, but are you really? So let's test that out.
Is this trivia like history or trivia like, you know, who's
I didn't make it too hard.
Ivan Marich's
I didn't
partner.
Say yeah, exactly. I didn't say who's the player in 1947 for Richmond. Damn. That's actually easy.
Okay. Oh, thank
you
God.
Should be able to get these.
All right.
So number one, which was the first non-Victorian team to win an AFL premiership and in what year?
Brisbane?
No.
Well, hang on, can I play a substitute?
Play a substitute.
Was West Coast.
It was West Coast.
And I assume it was against Hawthorn.
Oh wow.
In 92?
92.
They played in a grand final in 91 and lost.
That's right. So it must be 92.
And they won
still
against Geelong
the
in 92,
from
94.
The weekend there. Yeah. Okay. Number two, how many drawn grand finals have there been in VFL, AFL history?
Two. Ooh.
Okay. Sure.
Was North Melbourne in 77?
Incorrect.
Was North Melbourne and someone in 77?
Yes, 77 is correct.
Yeah,
and
Collingwood.
It was obviously 2010 with Collingwood and St Kilda.
Correct.
Yeah. And there must be another one.
There was another one in 1948.
I don't remember that.
Who was that? Yeah, that was some team somewhere.
You lied. You said 47 was out. Oh, I see, 48. Okay, 48. Who was it?
48. I don't know. I didn't write that down. I'm the one asking the questions.
Okay, you're listening.
Giving the answers.
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy with Danae, Rachel, and Fee's asking the difficult questions.
Which, you're not doing too badly. You've got two out of two thirds
sort of.
Out of one. Which teams have won the most premierships in the VFL or AFL?
I can hazard a guess.
Is it Carlton or Essendon? I just know that they fight about it a lot.
It's both of them.
Yeah, right.
On 16 premierships apiece. Yeah. Okay. The most silverware in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Number four, in what year was Meatloaf? The inverted commas entertainment at the grand final.
Oh, you know, I really don't know. But
I can't remember, but it was just horrific.
It was 12 or 13.
It was just horrific.
2011.
Oh, 11.
So close. But I loved the inverted commas in entertainment.
Oh, it was awful.
It was awful and always be to remembered. How many times has Collingwood lost the grand final?
Not enough.
I'll give you a clue. It's a lot. 26
times. No, really?
They've lost the grand final 26 times.
But how
times.
Many grand finals have they been in?
Well, they've won 15. So they've been in 41 of the grand finals.
And maybe
so
42, would, including a draw?
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Could okay. Be. Good pick up there, Danae. Good pick up.
That was sad. Another few minutes and St Kilda would have won that.
Let's not dwell on that.
We've already brushed on it twice in the question, haven't we?
Sorry.
In what year was the original Final Eight or the McIntyre system introduced?
Oh, blimey, Charlie.
AFL?
In the AFL.
When it became AFL, I assume.
1994.
Oh, the year really? I graduated from high school.
Okay.
Number seven, which current day teams have not won an AFL flag?
Sorry, which teams?
Which current AFL team? Modern day team.
Fremantle.
True.
Gold Coast and...
GWS.
GWS, correct. Yay. Number eight, who cleaned up Hawthorn's
Derby? I'm
not liking
these questions terribly much.
Yeah, that's because you're not getting them.
Was it Yeats?
Oh.
Yes, Mark Yeats from Geelong. I didn't even finish the question.
I think she needs double points for speed.
It's like sale of the century as soon as you hit the buzzer.
Well, it was a bit like the crash. I mean, he just didn't see it coming, did he?
And what year was the VFL formed?
Ooh, 1858.
No, I don't think Australia was discovered yet, or Melbourne was discovered yet.
Were we federated? Oh, hang on. Must have been federated. 19.
It's 18.
Oh, it's 18.
1877. And I have one question for our listeners. And that is, has the AFL ever been played at an Olympics? Yes or no? 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. And if you get the question right, you win our vote of approval.
Our ever-loving support.
Our ever-loving support. So we're going to talk about out of bounds now, Danae.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to dwell on this too long because, we want to be really positive and lots of positive things are happening with women and football across the country. But something that was brought to my attention during the week was a piece in Daily Life by Casey Edwards. And I think you don't really need to get much beyond the headline, which is why I don't want my daughter to be a footy fan. And when she says footy... Her first line is, actually, to my horror, my six-year-old daughter recently announced that she'd like to watch AFL. So footy covers many codes, but she's talking specifically about the AFL. And she doesn't like the culture.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the reasons?
That mostly. She doesn't like the culture. She doesn't like the exclusion of women from the competition, the sport, the culture. Slash industry.
Well, that's an interesting thought, isn't it? Chicken or the egg there, isn't
it? Yeah.
So if we say to kids, girls that age, don't get involved because you'll be excluded, then there's never any chance for that culture to change or improve at all.
Yeah, I agree. Daily Life, Casey Edwards wrote Why I Don't Want My Daughter to Be a Footy Fan. It's raised lots of comments, and the best of them being... including Erin Riley, who writes for the excellent Zela, Z-E-L-A, women's sport site as part of SBS.
Okay.
I don't know if you've found that yet, but it's fantastic. It includes really contemporary thinking on women in sport. And her bottom line is, why would you want to exclude girls from sport and AFL in particular? But hopefully by the time that this six-year-old girl is the age of the adult writer, she won't even have to think about it. It'll be just something that we do.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I played football in the Fitzroy Little League.
And did you have
to... I'm now doing radio. Chicks Talking Footy Show.
Did you have to stop when you were 12?
Yeah. Once I grew breasts, actually, so I stopped playing.
Which is...
There wasn't really a pathway at that time to continue playing football as a girl after about that age.
And now
after primary
is.
School.
I'm a shocking football player, so I like to think it's because of my lack of coordinational skills, not my gender. But that is very distressing, that any mother is concerned that any six-year-old girl is watching any sport. And the only way I think that we can change the systematic discrimination against women is by infiltrating the system and by creating change within. And it is concerning that obviously a very intelligent woman has such views.
Let's participate.
Let's participate.
Yeah,
get involved,
let's let them try and stop us.
Yeah.
Exactly. Except for me, I'm a terrible kick.
Yeah. Okay, you can be in the fullback line.
I just don't like getting tackled. Now, on a positive note, though, there was some great women football events going on, wasn't there?
There was a derby between West Coast Eagles and Fremantle Dockers, the women's game. And I hate to say it, but West Coast won by 69 points. But there was some terrific football played. And it was one of the three games that's being broadcast on Fox this year. So that's excellent news.
Yeah.
As we get very excited about the national competition next year.
Well, it was it Hayley Miller? She played... she kicked two goals, but she had a broken leg, so she was doing a bit of a Nat Fife.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
She was compared to Nat Fife in the game, but how do you play with a broken leg?
And Elise Perry. Elise Perry's played, I can't remember if it was soccer or cricket,
soccer.
That she played with a broken leg.
Yes, yeah.
I just wonder why that's celebrated.
Well, that's cool.
Who can play with a broken leg and endure the most pain?
It's pushing the body to the extreme.
That's right, and doing permanent damage to your body, not just some temporary damage. Now, we have had some messages come in.
Excellent.
Oh, how exciting.
I know, there's people listening. So, Marky Mark from Clifton Hill said, this is in response to my question, has the AFL ever been played at an Olympics? The trivia question.
Excellent question.
He said, yes, it has, at the original Naked Olympics. Sam Newman was full forward.
Yes.
Yes, of course he was. And also Betty, our lovely photographer, massive Bulldogs fan. Sorry about Bob Moon.
Yeah.
I think she was a bit sad on the weekend about that.
Well, who wasn't?
I think even people that weren't Doggies supporters were sad about that. But AFL was a demonstration sport in December 1956 in Melbourne.
That makes sense.
And that is correct.
Yes, that does make sense.
That's the correct answer. It's probably also correct that it was played at the Naked Olympics as well.
And that Sam was
forward.
Both points to Marky Mark and to Betty.
How exciting would it have been to be at the MCG in 1956?
Oh.
My mother was there.
Really?
She was. I think she would have been one, maybe two, but she was there.
My mum would have been four.
Yeah.
My mum wasn't there.
She was in WA somewhere.
Yeah, she was probably watching.
I think my mother still has the footage that my grandfather shot on the day. I think they were at the
Wow,
end.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Wow, I want to know more about that.
It's very exciting.
Well, we're actually going to have a few messages from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to talk about the preview of the next round. So stay tuned.
Okay.
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
We have been talking footy for the last half an hour anyway, and we'll probably talk about it all week. But you're with Fiona, Danae and Rachel. That was close again.
Two hawks and a docker.
Two hawks and a docker. But next week we've got Suzanne Motti on, and she is a Bombers supporter. I think she was pleased that they won a game last week. We're going to preview next week. What's coming up with the next round? We've got...
Friday night game is West Coast versus Richmond.
That'll be exciting.
So that's a case of nobody cares.
Yeah, that's right. But I think where's it playing in Western Australia?
In Western Australia. So,
yeah, I think Richmond will get cried there. Bombers and the Cats?
Oh, definitely the Cats.
Yeah, definitely the Cats. And we've got Hawks and St Kilda.
Where's that being played? Down south?
Down in Tasmania. So I noticed North Melbourne's got three games down in Tasmania.
They usually do.
This year? Mm. Yeah, I didn't notice that before.
You're just paying attention to North, you don't usually.
I know, yeah, that's right. I have to increase my football radar in order to be an efficient Chicks Talking Footy broadcaster. So what are the other teams doing? I don't know.
There are other teams?
I don't care if they're playing us.
What clashes with Joy's trivia afternoon, Saturday? What game's on Saturday afternoon?
That's the West Coast Richmond.
No, that's Friday night.
No, that's Friday night.
Pay attention.
Isn't the trivia?
Saturday afternoon, Lions versus Suns.
Is that Saturday?
It's Carlton Bulldogs and the Crows versus the Swans.
Oh, that could be a good game.
I think the night game will be very exciting.
Tippett goes home to Adelaide to play for Sydney.
And I will actually like to see Sydney play a good team.
Oh, gee. Scathing. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. The fixture hasn't been too hard on them. They've been playing at the SCG and teams that aren't top teams, I suppose. So
Premiers just sitting there bragging.
So arrogant.
I know, but I think what's actually going on is that we're still hurting from Buddy leaving, so we hate Sydney.
Yeah.
It's true.
We all have our reasons to dislike intensely another team.
Yeah. Well, it was Geelong for us for a while and then it was Sydney. Now it's Sydney. So who's it for you?
Wet Toast.
Oh, you hate the Wet Toast.
I hate them.
Yeah. I can hear it in your voice.
More games?
Sunday brings us to Sunday. So Port Adelaide GWS. That could be interesting.
Yeah, I like the look of that.
I'm a huge fan of Port Adelaide.
Are you?
Yeah, yes. See, I think you overrate
them. That's
I know. I'm blowing everyone out of the water. I think they're a very good team. I think they're under... Oh, dear.
Well, we'll see.
My substitute over here is not too happy.
I know. Beck, our Crows supporter, says no.
Well, I don't know.
Is it kind of like with the Crows and Port Adelaide and then Western Australia? Okay, yeah. So you've got that going on.
Next team is Collingwood versus Melbourne.
Ooh, go D's.
That could be an interesting game as well.
We'd like to see them come up.
I don't think that'll be an interesting game at all. I think it'd be a terrible game.
Yeah, I think D's have got a chance there. Collingwood are playing terribly. Perhaps. And then the last game of the round
is North Melbourne versus Fremantle at Docklands.
At Etihad.
Which we think Goldstein will win by about 8 goals.
Goldstein will win.
I concur.
We'll be back next week with the Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.